Chinese authorities had wanted Rabia Kadir's speech at the National Press Club in Canberra to be cancelled. China accuses the exiled dissident of inciting riots by Muslim minority Uyghurs in its Xinjiang region. Beijing says the violence left almost 200 people dead and more than 1,700 injured, figures disputed by Uyghur activists who claim the number of dead is far higher. Officials at the press club in Canberra refused to buckle under pressure exerted by China, and Kadir's speech went ahead as scheduled. The Uyghur leader thanked Australia for standing up to the Chinese and for allowing her to promote her people's cause. The Australian government has warned that Chinese diplomats must voice their opposition to Kadir's public appearances in an appropriate way. The government made the warning after officials in Melbourne, where a documentary about Kadir was shown at a film festival, complained about pressure from Chinese officials. Foreign Minister Stephen Smith defended Canberra's decision to grant her a visa. The Uyghurs are ethnically close to communities in Central Asia and speak a Turkic language. Most are Muslims. The Uyghurs complain that China discriminates against them, represses their Islamic religious practices, and has engaged in decades of cultural genocide. The Chinese government has dismissed Kadir's comments, saying she's an extremist trying to fuel separatist sentiments. Kadir has strongly denied any involvement in recent unrest in western Xinjiang and says she's committed to peaceful means of protest. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney, Australia.